Welcome to the Locked On Titans podcast. I am your host, Tyler Rowland. Titans fans, a big primetime victory for the Tennessee Titans as they knock off the Green Bay Packers in dominant fashion at Lambeau Field. The offense looked as good as it has looked all year long, and the Tennessee Titans defense battled through injuries before Jeffrey Simmons closed the game. We're going to break it all down, plus tighten up and tighten down for all the good and bad individual performances in this game. And I got to tell you guys, I've converted. This team can win a Super Bowl this year. Let's talk about it. Let's get it.
You are Locked On Titans, your daily Tennessee Titans podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Titans fans, it is a victory recap edition of the Locked On Titans podcast. We're going to talk about this explosive offense, the defense stepping up when it mattered most. Tighten up, tighten down as well. Before we get into it, do want to let you guys know that today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security with Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe. 24/7 monitoring agents capture evidence to accurately verify a threat for faster police response. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL to learn more. Thank you guys for making the Locked On Titans podcast your first listen every day, Monday through Friday. Free Tennessee Titans content on all platforms all year round. Make sure you stay locked in to the Locked On Titans podcast, where it's your team every day. Check out the Locked On Titans Facebook page at Locked On Titans Pod. It looks like Twitter is dying, so if you follow me there, I love you guys. But let's dive into this win, 27-17, and we got to talk about the offense. Quite frankly, there's no other way around it. Todd Downing redemption game. This was Todd Downing's best called game as the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator. They were passing on first downs, going play action early, taking shot plays. And obviously, it can't just be the play calls. It's got to be execution. And boy, did the Titans execute. Ryan Tannehill throwing for over 300 yards, two touchdowns. Derrick Henry threw two passes and threw for a touchdown. Henry goes over 1,000 yards for the season, 87 yards total and a touchdown. But the wide receivers, man, Burks, 7 catches, 111 yards. I mean, Robert Woods involved, Austin Hooper involved. To put it as simply as this, guys, Derrick Henry was running the ball and making plays. They were getting big plays in the passing game from Chigakonkwo and Treylon Burks. They were moving the chains with Austin Hooper and Robert Woods. I mean, with Tannehill throwing dimes all over the field, man, this is the offense that we thought was possible from the Titans, and they went out there and balled out. They went out there and balled out. You look at some of the stats. I mean, 6.4 yards per play, went 7 for 13 on third down. Red zone opportunities, 4 for 6. I mean, the continual red zone dominance from the Titans, only 2 penalties for 20 yards. They win the turnover battle. They win time of possession. I mean, an absolute dominant victory from the Titans in this game. And I just can't believe what I was seeing from the Titans offense. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I have said for most of the year that I don't think this team has a chance to go deep into the playoffs. I stand corrected. That's where I'm at right now. I stand corrected. If the offense can play this way, and it's a short week without Ben Jones, and we got to talk about that. We got to talk about the starting offensive line and how we got a glimpse of the future tonight. I mean, I was very excited to see the offensive line combination, but looking at the defensive side of the ball for the Titans, tough injuries out there. We see Denico Autry go down. We see Christian Fulton go down on top of Jeffrey Simmons being clearly banged up, Bud Dupree not being out there, Imani Hooker not being out there. And those warts showed up. They really did show up during the game with some of the things the Packers were able to take advantage of. Like I talked about, the Packers did attack the perimeter. That was their plan. They didn't want to run through the teeth of the Titans defense. And they tried to do it on the fourth down at the end of the game. And how'd that go? Of course not. So the defense stepped up when it mattered. The Packers were pretty good in the red zone. They were decent on third down too, but the Titans were able to get the turnover, get the fourth down stop at the end. And let's just be honest here. Aaron Rodgers was terrible in this game, and Ryan Tannehill completely outplayed him, completely. But what we saw from the Packers offense is what we expected. They took their shots on the outside in one-on-one matchups against man coverage. Watson got Fulton once. We saw Lazard get McCreary a couple of times. Yeah, we knew that the Packers were going to do that well. That was something that I talked about on Thursday's show. The Packers were going to take those shots, but the Titans could not allow them to run the ball because then you make it far too easy for Aaron Rodgers to do that. And the Titans held the Packers to 56 rushing yards. In three of the four Packers victories this year, they ran for over 200. The Titans held them to 56 rushing yards. I mean, this was a beautiful victory. This was beautiful. And at the end, we got to talk about it. At the very end, Jeffrey Simmons, who was double-teamed relentlessly all game long, Jeffrey Simmons double-teamed every play, it felt like. At the end, great coverage on the sack, but Simmons relentless and got to Rodgers and put him down. And then on the fourth down, who takes a double-team, runs into the middle of the formation and puts Aaron Jones down? Jeffrey Simmons again. So although Jeffrey Simmons was double-teamed the entire game, he still found a way to step up in the biggest moments. So Todd Downing's best game ever. The offense completely blowing our minds. And I see a lot of people in here saying, Tyler took an L on the prediction. You're right. Going on the road against the Packers in Lambeau on a Thursday night, short week, after a tough fought game on Sunday, I thought this would be a tough place for the Titans to win. It typically is. So I'm never going to pick every Titans game right. I'm not going to go 17-0 on my Titans predictions. I think that's a little absurd. So yeah, I got this prediction wrong, and thank God. And now the Titans move to 7-3, prove to themselves that this offense can win them games. And 10 days from now, rematch against the Bengals. Look, I said all week this was a Scooby-Doo game for the Titans and the Packers. At the end of this game, we were going to take the mask off of the Packers and the mask off of the Titans. What would be underneath? Well, we learned the Packers are done and the Titans are real Super Bowl contenders. With this defense and this offense healthy, with these weapons playing the way that they played tonight, if we can get this in this game, then I believe that we can get it in any game. I did not think the Titans had this in them tonight, what they did. I was wrong. And with that, we know that this team has what it takes to make that run. Yes, they're going to need health. There's an element of luck to everything in the NFL. But we know, man, Downing, after getting mentioned in that article as being a head coaching candidate, he came out there and said, make your jokes on Twitter. I'm out here. Todd Downing revenge game, man. Redemption for Todd Downing. Got to see it against the Bengals, too. That's all I got to say. But Todd Downing was comfortable out there tonight. Honestly, there is a chance that he may have been wearing Tommy John. This victory recap edition of the Locked On Titans podcast is sponsored by Tommy John. Look, they got a Black Friday deal that you're not going to be able to pass up on. They're super comfortable. They're super durable. Tommy John is the best loungewear and underwear that you're possibly going to find. They're incredibly soft. They have pajamas as well. So whether you're buying it for yourself or you want to give the gift of comfortability, Tommy John is there for you. And every piece of Tommy John is protected by their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale going on right now and get 30% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. That's 30% off everything now at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. TommyJohn.com/lockedon. See site for details. Let's talk some tighten up and tighten down for the good and bad individual performances in this one next. Titans fans, it is a victory recap edition of the Locked On Titans podcast. Do want to thank you guys again for making the Locked On Titans podcast your first listen every day, Monday through Friday, daily Tennessee Titans content all year round on all platforms. Make sure you subscribe, smash the notification bell, throw a thumbs up on the video right now. If you're hyped about the Titans' performance against the Packers, smash that like button. I would really appreciate it. I am Tyler Rowland, nearly 25 years as a Tennessee Titans fanatic, a certified film junkie, bringing you all of the biggest news and notes out of Nashville every single weekday and breaking down the tape like you're not going to find anywhere else. But diving back into this game, guys, let's just talk about the game from an individual perspective here. We talked some big picture stuff about the offense and the defense, but time for tighten up, tighten down. Put your tighten ups and tighten downs in the comments below. Who were your best players from the game? Guys who you were upset with during the game? I got to start with offense. And of course, again, I got to give credit to Todd Downing. Todd Downing was creative with the play calling. We saw the jet sweep from Derrick Henry to Treylon Burks. We saw the Wildcat on fourth down, or the Wild King to Derrick Henry. We got varied run game. I talked about the Titans' need for power run game to counter the 6-1 front of the Green Bay Packers defense. They did that. They went in with their zone scheme, but they countered with some power runs. I thought it was beautiful stuff from Todd Downing. Made play action a priority on early downs on first and 10. It wasn't just run pass. It wasn't just, hey, we're running Derrick Henry. The Green Bay Packers were bringing linebacker blitzes up the A gap and the B gap on run downs. And Ryan Tannehill and Todd Downing together were able to take advantage by calling play action early and often and throwing the ball to set up the run game, which, if you guys remember back with Arthur Smith, that was the formula for the Titans. We talk about Derrick Henry's greatness, but really it was the threat of the play action pass game allowing Derrick Henry to have extra holes. And it was symbiotic in that way. It wasn't one being more important than the other. But when you use the pass on early downs to set up the run on middle downs and then some first downs later in the drive, now you can really get things going. So we saw that. Got to give a major, major tighten up to Todd Downing in this one. Credit where it is due. Going to the players, of course, we got to start with Ryan Tannehill. Like I said earlier, I mean, 300 yards passing, 22 for 27, 333, two touchdowns, did have the interception. And let's call it like it was. That was a bad throw. It was a bad throw. Second and one on the 40-yard line. That's called the strike zone. That's a perfect opportunity to take a shot. And Tannehill just made a bad throw, didn't read the backside safety. He almost got intercepted on that exact same thing by Kareem Jackson last week against the Broncos. But he did get intercepted here. But still, overall, a great game from Tannehill. Really spinning it out there and taking advantage of what the defense was getting him, getting the ball out quick. I thought it was fantastic. Derrick Henry, of course, throwing the ball, running the ball, responsible for two touchdowns, 28 carries, 87 yards. Yes, it was tough out there with the Packers running 6-1 and running those run blitzes up the middle. But Henry kept chugging and took what was there, even though a 9-yard run was his longest on the day. To take that brunt of carries and then be throwing the ball too as a weapon in the red zone, of course the king deserves a tighten up. The wide receivers, and can we talk about the 50-yard bomb at the end of the game, just for Todd Downing to lay it on the table. We remember 2020, Green Bay. We remember. Todd Downing wanted to let them know that we remember. And now they remember the Titans. Sorry, I had to get cheesy and corny and throw it in there. But love that late bomb to Treylon Burks. They didn't even want the touchdown. They just said, just letting you know. Man, Treylon Burks, 7 catches, 111 yards. This was his coming out party. Yes, Christian Watson on the other side, 4 48 yards, 2 touchdowns, a great game. But Burks outshadowed him in this game, 7 111 yards, 15.9 yards per catch on 8 targets. I mean, This was the Treylon Burks coming out party. Again, like I said earlier, the big plays from Burks and Chig, the chain movement from Woods and Hooper. Robert Woods, 6 catches, 69 yards, consistently getting the Titans first down. And Robert Woods would have had a touchdown on one of the Titans' red zone opportunities, but Dennis Daly allowed some pressure on the left-hand side, and it prevented Ryan Tannehill from throwing to the left-hand side where Woods was wide open. So Woods would have had an even better day with a touchdown if not for Dennis Daly, which we'll get to him in just a moment. But Robert Woods, 6 for 69, nice game. Austin Hooper, 4 for 36, 2 touchdowns, the red zone target that he was meant to be. And that second touchdown catch, man, Hooper is just, I mean, it's all coming together, guys. It's, I mean, NWI, when in the proper role and asked to be like the fifth or sixth playmaker on the offense, NWI is in a great spot. 2 catches for 28 yards. Got a big first down in the second half on a catch. And then, of course, Derrick Henry again. 2 catches, 45 yards. Had the big 42-yard screen, which
Aaron Brewer held Quay Walker on pretty severely, but it didn't get called.
But there was an OPI on McCreary that didn't get called. It was bad officiating all night, but hey, we just got to acknowledge the truth here. So outside of the weapons, the offensive line. The offensive line, man. The starting offensive line. So if you guys remember during the week, if you follow me on Twitter or you listen here, what I wanted in this game with Ben Jones out, I wanted Aaron Brewer to play at center and Dylan Raidens to play at left guard. Because I believe that in 2023, when Taylor Lewan is cut, probably retires, when Ben Jones possibly retires as well, that Aaron Brewer is much more fit for center. Guys the size of Aaron Brewer are not guards in the NFL. You need bigger guys to be guards in the NFL. The smaller guys like Brewers are perfect centers. Aaron Brewer is the heir apparent at center for Ben Jones. So let's see him play there. And then Dylan Raidens looks to be more of a guard than a tackle. So let Dylan Raidens play at left guard. That's exactly what the Titans did, and it paid dividends in this game. Much better than having Corey Levin at center and having Dylan Raidens on the bench. So in my opinion, the Titans in free agency go out and get a good left tackle to pair with the four that they already have. You bring back Nate Davis. That's a good offensive line. So incredibly excited to see the offensive line. Yes, it was tough with the Packers in their 6-1 defense. They line up over the middle interior. They don't let you double team and get to the second level, which is quintessential to this Titans scheme. So the Packers did exactly what they should have done to limit the Titans' run defense, and the Titans still were able to get around 85 yards. They protected Tannehill, 3 sacks, and a lot of that was just Dennis Daly being not great. But overall, a great day from the offensive line to give Tannehill time consistently throughout the game to have over 300 yards passing. I mean, this was a really good performance from the offensive line. And if you know ball and you know Titans football, you know how important Ben Jones has been to this team. And for him to go out in the offensive line to play this way, even with 3 sacks allowed, that is a huge, huge Titan up. Well, guys, there are so many Titan ups to discuss. We are keeping the good times rolling here on the Locked On Titans podcast. I'm going to continue with my Titan ups on the defensive side of the ball and special teams. Also, we're going to do a quick Titan down afterwards for a couple of guys who didn't have the best game, and we just got to point out to be fair. But at the end, I'm going to cap it off again, recapping just my thoughts on this team going forward now with this performance on Thursday night football. Before we get into it, though, do want to tell you guys about our sponsor, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs this football season. Not only football, they have basketball, they have soccer, they have esports, they have live betting, up to the minute scores and news at all times. Go to Bet Online right now. You can use your computer, you can use your mobile device, learn all about the trends and the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Tight. Titans fans, let's continue this victory recap edition of the Locked On Titans podcast. We talked about my takeaways on offense and defense. We talked my tighten ups on the offensive side of the ball. There were so many tighten ups. We're doubling down for another segment of tighten up with the offensive side of the or the defensive side of the ball. Before we get into it, I want to thank you guys again for making the Locked On Titans podcast your first listen every day. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you do stream for Monday through Friday, daily free Tennessee Titans content all year round. You have found the place to be, Titans fans. Subscribe, hit the notification bell, and throw a thumbs up on the video if you're watching right now. Getting into the tighten ups on the defensive side of the ball, I got to start with Kevin Byard. Kevin Byard was out there. They didn't target Kevin Byard very much in this game. Whenever there was a situation to make a tackle, Kevin Byard was there to make it. Denico Autry left this game injured, but he was very effective in this game. I thought Tier Tart had a very good game as well. And of course, you got to give a tighten up to Jeffrey Simmons for kind of closing things out there at the end. I thought David Long had a very good performance in this game as well. And listen, I know that Roger McCreary and even Christian Fulton had some struggles at times with their matchup. But look, Alan Lazard and Christian Watson are big, tall, physical receivers. And unfortunately, the guy who was drafted in the first round to be the guy to take that matchup is probably never going to be anything for the Titans. So that leaves a small guy in McCreary, who the Titans want playing in the slot on passing downs, and a guy like Christian Fulton, who, although being a good corner, is only about 6 foot. That puts them in tough spots when you're playing man coverage on the outside, especially with a guy like Rodgers, who didn't play well in this game. But we know that Rodgers' favorite throws are those back shoulder throws, those throws down the sidelines. That's what he likes to do. So it was a tough matchup for the Titans in man coverage on the outsides. So, yes, that being said, but they tackled. Christian Fulton and Roger McCreary came up and tackled. And if you guys listen to the game plan episode on Thursday, or came out on Wednesday night on YouTube, Thursday morning, if you listen to that episode, I said that the Packers would not run through the middle of the Titans defense. They would try to go to the perimeter with sweeps, with tosses, with quick throws to the outside and quick screens. And that is exactly what they did. And if a team is going to do that, then you have to tackle and limit yards after catch ability. And that's exactly what the cornerbacks and the linebackers did in this game. Also got to give a big shout out. I saw it in the comments somewhere. It was Luke Van Vliet. Yeah, got to give a shout out to Trey Avery. After Christian Fulton went down, Avery came in and held his own. He held his own. He really did. So love to see that. On special teams, Stoney, man. Let's talk about a moment in which that game changed. Let's talk about what happened there for the Titans. So the Titans go forward on fourth down after an 18-play drive, and they don't get it. They get stopped at the 3-yard line. Okay. All right. Is what it is. Titans defense comes out, makes a huge stop, gets the Titans a touchdown. That's a situational thing where the Titans turn the game, essentially, turning that field position and that fourth down stop into short field to get a touchdown anyway. That's big. But also, in the second half, late in the game, I believe it was the Packers' 10th drive of the game, right before it, Stoney bombs one. Ryan Stonehouse bombs one and pins the Packers within their 20-yard line. They don't get points on the drive. They waste a bunch of time getting yards, but don't get points. Ryan Stonehouse is the all-pro punter in the NFL this year. The Titans have found the best punter in the league as an undrafted free agent rookie. I mean, it's beautiful stuff. It is. It's beautiful stuff. So those were my Titan ups for the defense and the special teams. Dylan Cole again, big hit on kickoff coverage. Good job there. Joe Jones had a really nice tackle on kickoff coverage as well. So shout out to those guys. Just to round things out here, man, Stone Cold Stonehouse. I love that, Bird Brains. I love that. This team, man. This team. I said on Twitter before the game, I said if the Titans score 4 offensive touchdowns and they win, my Super Bowl meter is activated. My belief, for better or for worse, my belief is restored. If we got Treylon Burks going for over 100 yards, making deep plays down the field, we got Derrick Henry running the ball, and he can pass. Tannehill spinning it the way he did with the protection that he had when we don't even have Ben Jones back. Austin Hooper, Robert Woods moving the chains on easy completions. Yo, I mean, the game has changed, ladies and gentlemen. And look, I know that the pushback, here is going to be that Green Bay isn't a good team. Remember, Tyler, Scooby-Doo, pull off the mask of the Packers. And what we find is the Packers aren't a very good team. I'm sorry, but the Packers hot coming off that performance against the Cowboys with a healthy offensive line. Their offensive line was in and out all year early in the year with a healthy offensive line, a healthy set of weapons, momentum, short week, at home, in Lambeau, tough place to play, terrible weather. The circumstances and the team the Titans played is what makes this such a big victory for the Titans. And thank you, Anthony. I want to give a shout out. Thank you, Anthony, for that. Called those sweet plays by Green Bay, too. Guys, I hate to be the guy to toot my own horn here, but I said, Titans, take some shot plays down the field. Mix in power run to counter the 6-1 front you're going to get from Green Bay. I said, the Packers, if the Titans play man coverage, they're going to go to the outsides with those one-on-ones. The Titans need to play 2 high shells and play zone coverage. And after the Titans got beat on that last big drive, they went to zone coverage with 2 high shells for a lot of it and said, we're not going to let you have those. The Packers wouldn't try to go up the middle. They try to go the outside with sweeps and things. I mean, the game plan that we talked about on Friday, guys, was pinpoint to a T. Pinpoint to a T. Even down to the fullback usage in the run game. So, I mean, if you guys listen to the game plan show and won't subscribe for that, then I don't know what to tell you, because I'm giving you free game every single week, all week long. But what a victory for the Titans. I believe it. I believe that this is a Super Bowl team now. I really do. I think the Titans have the chance to go win the AFC. 10 days. 10 days to prepare for Cincy. 10 days. They beat Cincinnati. We're going streaking through the quad and to the gymnasium, man. I'm going to freak out if they beat the Bengals. Jerome, if they don't finish 9-8, I give you all permission in the world to come in here and dunk. As you guys will learn, and we've learned it on this show, I'm going to get stuff right. I got the offensive line combination right, the game plan stuff right, but I got stuff wrong. I'm probably going to get the Titans record wrong. I got this prediction wrong. If you spend 2.5 hours a week giving your opinions on football, you're going to be right, you're going to be wrong. So, it's all in the game, baby. Come in here and let me know when I get it wrong. It's all in the game, man. That's what it's all about. The best part about sports is we get to find out the answers to our questions. We get the answers eventually. So, love that stuff. Man, what a victory. This is going to be a high for Titans fans for 10 days. The offense goes nuts. The defense steps up big. A monster win. I can't thank you guys all enough for tuning in consistently. Remember, Monday through Friday, free Tennessee Titans content all year long. All off-season, all summer, all regular season playoffs, every single Monday through Friday on YouTube, Sunday night, all the way to Thursday night. I got you guys. Free Tennessee Titans content. Never a paywall. Never a paywall. Tomorrow, we are going to just bask in the... Well, I guess this is the last episode of the week. Sunday night, I'll be back to bask in the glory some more, take temperature of what's going on in the AFC on Tuesday. We're going to look at some of the numbers that stood out to me in this game, look at the biggest storyline going into next week. Wednesday will be Rewatch Wednesday, where I dive through the tape, give you my all 22 review on what I saw schematically from the Titans in this victory. Thursday will be Crossover Thursday with the Locked On Bengals guys, and I know that you guys won't want to miss that. Friday will be a game plan preview Friday, and hopefully I'll be schooling you guys on exactly what you're going to see on Sunday from the Titans and the Bengals. But what a day, what a game. Thursday night football, tighten up everybody. That's going to do it for me today, folks. As always, I am your host, Tyler Rowland, and this was Locked On Titans.